All right, so today we are diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the intersection of education and technology. Specifically, we are going to be looking at how open source software is being used to tackle some of the challenges that we see in rural schools.
This is a fascinating area.
Oh,
It
absolutely.
really is. We hear a lot about this digital divide,
We do.
but what we're going to unpack today is how open source can actually help bridge that gap.
Exactly. And we are taking a deep dive into a chapter from the book Open Source Online Learning in Rural Communities. And you know me, I love a good case study.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking
Love it.
real schools,
Yeah.
real challenges,
Best
and
choice.
hopefully some really creative solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so we're all on the same page, when we talk about open source, what we're talking about is software that is free to use, free to modify, and free to distribute. And as you might imagine, that is a huge draw for schools that are working with limited budgets.
Oh, for sure, especially rural schools.
Right, exactly.
Eager.
Exactly.
It's like the ultimate bargain bin,
Sure.
except everything is like really high quality and
Yeah.
actually useful.
Precisely. Precisely. We're talking about tools like Moodle, which is like a customizable online classroom, Mahara, which is a platform for creating digital portfolios, even things like Jitsi for video conferencing, all open source.
So we've got all this like amazing free technology.
We do.
But, as we know,
Yeah.
rural schools face some pretty unique challenges.
Right. And the book highlights that those challenges can make it difficult to implement technology, even when it is free. We're talking smaller budgets, fewer staff
For
members,
sure.
difficulty attracting specialized teachers. And then, of course, you have that ever-present hurdle of geographic isolation.
Yeah, right. It paints a picture,
Sure
doesn't it?
does.
It does.
Yeah. So let's get into these case studies
All right.
because the first one that really jumped out at me was Northern Middle and High School. And they were really on a mission to create a more dynamic learning environment, but their existing learning management system, or LMS, was kind of holding them back.
Yes. This is a great example
Yeah.
of how open source can be so much more than just a budget solution.
Okay.
It's about this flexibility,
Yep.
and this customization. And in Northern's case, their old LMS was like a digital filing cabinet.
Oh, no.
It was clunky, it was hard to navigate, and to make matters worse,
Oh, no.
they lost important data when it crashed.
Oh, the dreaded system crash.
Oh, tell me about it.
Every teacher's nightmare.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So what did they
What
do?
did they do? Well, that's when they turned to Moodle, which we talked about earlier. And they were drawn to the fact that it offered this wider range of features and, crucially, had those data backups to prevent that kind of catastrophic data loss.
Smart.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense.
You would think.
So they ditched the filing cabinet, they went for this more robust system.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It did, but wasn't exactly a seamless transition. Initially, the teachers found Moodle a bit difficult to navigate.
Really?
Yeah, some of the features weren't very intuitive, and it felt a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I can see how that would be frustrating for a teacher.
Sure. Yeah, especially,
Especially because teachers have so much on their plate already.
Right, they don't need something else to have to, like, give it some.
And this is where the beauty of open source comes in.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about that customization?
Yeah. Northern took that to heart.
What do you mean?
They formed a committee of teachers to provide direct feedback on Moodle.
Wait, so the teachers actually had a say in
Exactly.
how this platform worked.
That's amazing, right?
Right? That's really
They were
cool.
not passive users.
I love
They
that.
were active participants in shaping the technology to fit their needs.
That's the dream.
Right, so they simplified the navigation. They added tools specifically for grading.
Smart.
They even integrated features for marking up PDFs,
Right.
the things that teachers use every single day.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Like they got to tailor make
they did. They really did.
their digital workspace.
It's fantastic.
So what was the outcome of all this?
So they didn't stop with just Moodle. They integrated it with Mahara, that open source portfolio platform we talked about, to create this completely seamless experience for teachers and students. And this is key. By giving teachers' ownership of this process.
Yeah.
They transformed a potentially overwhelming system into something incredibly powerful and user-friendly.
That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
It is.
Yeah.
So, okay, but this is just one school?
Right.
Like, what was this kind of success unique to Northern, or are there other examples of this?
Oh, we are just getting started.
Okay.
Let's move on to Crossroads Elementary.
Okay.
They faced a very different challenge.
Okay.
They had a small group of students that were ready for Algebra 1.
Okay.
But no on-site teacher available.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a specific need, right?
Very specific.
What can you even do in that situation?
Well,
like bus the kids to another district.
So they initially tried what seemed like the obvious solution.
What?
Webcams.
Okay.
And free video chat software to kind of beam in this teacher remotely.
Like distance learning.
Exact.
A supposed silver bullet.
Right.
Oh, I bet that went swimmingly.
Yeah, you can probably guess how that went.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Furry videos.
Yeah.
Terrible audio. Practically impossible for the students to ask questions.
Right.
Or interact meaningfully.
Of course.
It just highlighted how this one-size-fits-all approach to technology often falls short.
It does.
Especially in rural contexts.
Totally. Yeah, it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
It is.
Sometimes the simplest solution is actually the most complicated.
Yeah, it really can be.
Yeah, it's like, you can't just throw technology at a problem and expect it to be solved.
Right.
It's got to be the right technology, and it's got to be used in a way that actually works for, you know.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes you have to get a little creative,
okay,
which is exactly what Crossroads did.
Okay.
They realized they needed something a little more robust
right.
than just your average video chat.
Okay.
So they turned to, you guessed it.
What?
Open source.
Okay.
This time, they went with Jitsi.
Jitsi, okay.
A free open source video conferencing platform.
Okay, I've actually heard of that. I think, I don't know, we might even use that for some of our meetings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's known for being super reliable. It has all the features, screen sharing.
Right.
And, importantly, that high quality video and audio.
Right.
But here's where Crossroads went above and beyond.
Okay.
They took the time to figure out the best camera setup.
Okay.
So that the whiteboard was crystal clear
uh-huh.
for those students that were watching remotely.
It's funny how, like, those little details can make such a big difference, you know?
Huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did that attention to detail pay off?
It absolutely did.
Okay.
Not only were they able to successfully offer Algebra 1 to these students, but they stumbled on some unexpected benefits, too.
Like what?
Because they were recording these Jitsi sessions.
Right.
Those recordings became valuable study tools.
Oh, cool.
For the students.
That's awesome.
They even shared them with other teachers.
Wow.
And it turned into this kind of unplanned professional development.
That's awesome.
So talk about a win-win.
Yeah. Seriously. That's a huge win.
Right.
Yeah. They found a solution for the algebra students, and then they created all these extra resources.
Exactly.
That's great. So, okay, we've seen how open source can help create these customizable learning environments.
Yes.
We've seen how it can help overcome these geographical barriers.
Yeah.
What else can this, you know, open source magic do?
Well, let's talk about Peter and Joan's districts.
Okay.
They were both really focused on helping teachers implement new teaching methods.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, Moodle.
Okay.
This is perfect for sharing resources and ideas.
Yeah, like a digital teacher's lounge.
Exactly.
Where everyone can swap strategies and lesson plans.
Exactly.
I love that.
I'm sensing a but coming, though.
Oh, I know. I can always tell.
Yeah, you know me well.
Okay, what's the but?
So their intentions were great.
Okay.
But they ran into a classic problem.
What's that?
Information overload.
Oh, no.
So they had this amazing platform for sharing. But because there were so many resources being uploaded, it actually became difficult to find anything.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, imagine a library.
Oh, my God.
With no organizing system.
No.
Just stacks and stacks of books everywhere.
Really? Nightmare.
I know. Overwhelming, right?
Yeah, that's overwhelming.
So this is where that open part of open source comes in again.
Okay.
They decided to create a task force of teachers.
Okay.
The very people that were using the platform to research and test different ways of organizing everything within Moodle.
So again, it's not just about like the tech solution.
It's not, no.
It's about like empowering the people who are actually using it to, you know.
It is. It really is.
Find a system that works.
It is about finding what works, right?
Yeah.
So did they find one?
I hope so. What happened?
They did, they realized that sometimes the simplest solution is best. They landed on a tagging system. You know, adding keywords to each resource. To make everything easily searchable.
That makes sense.
And they presented their findings to their colleagues. And everyone agreed. That was like the most user-friendly option.
Sometimes the most like elegant solutions are the ones that are the simplest. You know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah.
That's so true.
But it makes you think, like, in all of these cases, it wasn't just about the technology itself. It was about the collaboration. It was about the problem solving. It was about that willingness to, like, experiment and find what worked.
Absolutely. And that really highlights the crucial role of expertise in all of this. Open source is not a magic bullet. You don't download Moodle and suddenly all your problems are solved. You still need people who understand the technology and the specific needs of the classroom.
It's like having a brand new 3D printer.
Exactly.
But like no one knows how to use it. It's just a very expensive paperweight.
So how do these rural schools then bridge that expertise gap? They can't just like conjure up a team of tech wizards overnight.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But these case studies, they really do offer some valuable insights. Remember Northern Middle and High School, where teachers initially struggled with Moodle's interface? They didn't just throw their hands up in defeat. They formed that teacher committee. They tapped into that knowledge. That experience of people who were already comfortable with technology.
So it's about like finding the experts that already exist within the community.
It's about identifying and leveraging that expertise.
That makes sense.
That exists.
And giving those people the support to that.
The support and the space to share their knowledge with their colleagues.
So it's about fostering that culture of like it is mentorship and collaboration. All right. So we've explored how open source can help schools overcome these specific challenges. But what are the bigger implications here?
That's a great question. And it takes us to the heart of this whole movement. Open source isn't just about finding free software or saving money. It's about shifting the way we think about learning.
I'm ready to have my mind blown. How exactly does it change our thinking?
Let's go back to Crossroads Elementary and their Algebra 1 classes. Remember how their success wasn't just about finding a way to get a teacher to those students? But about recognizing that learning can happen in different ways, in different places, at different paces.
It's a different approach. We're not stuck in this traditional one-size-fits-all model. Instead, we're recognizing that kids learn best when they're engaged, exploring their interests, and finding a way to connect with learning that works for them.
And that's where open source comes in. It breaks down barriers to access, encourages collaboration, and empowers educators to customize the learning experience to meet those individual needs.
It's about recognizing that learning isn't just about memorizing facts or following a prescribed curriculum. It's about fostering critical thinking, problem solving, and creativity skills that are absolutely essential in the world we live in today.
That's the beauty of open source. It mirrors the ever-changing landscape of education, embracing innovation, adaptation, and collaboration.
It's like a dynamic, living ecosystem constantly growing and evolving. It's truly empowering.
It reminds us that technology doesn't have to be a force that simply disseminates information. It can empower students and teachers to become active participants in the learning process, shaping their own journeys.
That's a powerful message, one that resonates not just in rural schools, but in every educational setting.
And it reminds us that the future of education lies in embracing the possibilities of technology, fostering innovation, and empowering every learner to reach their full potential.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I can't help but wonder, what resonates most with you? What's your biggest takeaway from all this?
For me, it's the power of community. It's not just about the technology. It's about the people who use it, share it, and adapt it to their needs. That's the real magic of open source. It's not about software. It's about fostering a culture of collaboration, innovation, and shared ownership.
Well said. It's a message we can all take to heart as we continue to explore the amazing intersection of technology and education. Until next time, happy learning, everyone.